Blog Talk Radio. to do it because that is how I like to start the show every Monday because I'm so excited that Susan and I are on the air. Hi, everyone. I'm Bonnie Albers, Bonnie A, with my co-host, my cohort in metaphysical crime, the fabulous, the famous Bye. Susan Z. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'm so glad I have at least one ear left.
I know. Well, you know what, sister? I had to do it because every time I hear Bon Jovi go dead or alive, you know how I love the dead and I love the alive. So whenever I hear that one verse, I just want to shake and shout. And that's what I do, especially on Mondays. So I got to say I'm sorry, guys. I just had to start the show like that.
So anyway, you know, it's just about your 15-year-old girl gone. Oh, Bon Jovi!
I know. I know. And listen, if I was at the concert, this is what I would be doing, throwing myself up on stage going, take me, take me, take me. So you know what? It's a good thing that Bon Jovi's where he is because I'd hate to think that I'd be all over the stage trying to, you know, maul him or whatever. But anyway, I do want to introduce those of us.
What? No underwear?
You know what? I don't tell my secret, sister, now. But here, I have to tell everybody, this is Bonnie Albers on air, if you didn't know, and my famous co-host, Susan Z. She's with me. And today, this is how I start the show that I love to rock and roll. This is Bonnie A. and Susan Z. We are the alpha and the omega of the metaphysical airwaves. We do everything from opening Akashic Records.
A to Z.
A to Z. Yay. I mean, I didn't even notice that until just recently. How cool is that? So I'm just so excited that I could say that on air because, I mean, you know, most of the time nobody would ever let me, but since it's my show and our show, I can say it. Susan Z and Bonnie A, Alpha Omega, cool. I love that. But Susan, I'm going to just tell a little bit of how you could all find us. You can find me at Bonnie Albers on air and Susan Z on air. We are both here on Blog Talk Radio. We would like you to like us. It's Bonnie Albers on air that you would have to go in and like. We would love you to get updates on our shows. We love you to be always here. We love our audience. We love our listeners. Also, you can get a hold of me on my Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and you can always email me. It's the way the mail goes, balbers714@aol.com. My goodness, I almost forgot my email. I'm just so excited. It's Monday, and I'm tripping over my words. But anyway, you can email me. You can Facebook me. You can like us. And you'll get all our updates. Please let us know how you like the show, what you'd like to hear. And if you can't get on the show and you're waiting, please send me a little message. I also am on Skype. You can send me a message through my Facebook and tell me your first three of your phone number and your name, and we'll make sure you get on the next show, or I will let you know when you can get on the show because we hate, you know, that we can't get to everybody. But I'm going to hand you over to my sweetie pie, my soul sister. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. I'll tell you, you are okay, now you got to tell our listeners, how many cups of coffee have you had before you went on the show today?
Five.
Okay, folks, that answers it all. Okay, because you're wired for sound. First of all, I'd like to say hello to all of our listeners. And yes, I am Bonnie's cohort in Metaphysical Fun, and it's Susan Z. Rich. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I can interpret your soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, and clairvoyant, and life coach, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which, of course, Bonnie will tell you that she channeled first, and I just happened to pick it up and write it. Of course.
You know what, Susan? I'm so happy you finally told everybody that, because I was just waiting for the day that you would actually tell everybody. I'm just so excited.
I just give up, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know, yeah, you channeled it, and I wrote it. So, you know, what can you say?
I love it.
Who knows? That may be the truth. Yeah, we work in funny energy and bizarre situations. So, you know, who knows what really happened? All I know is that I wish that you would have been the one that plugging away, writing it on the computer and having to reproof it and edit it. That I would have appreciated instead of just putting it out there in the ethereal. So
I love that, sister, because see, I'm the queen energy, and they just, you know, that's the whole thing about queen energy. We just kind of say it, and then, you know, everybody else does it. So I'm a nice queen energy, everyone. I don't do that. I'm really, really trying my hardest, but I love channeling books into other people's brains, so I don't have to do the work or actually the labor.
Oh, my God, I bet you there's countless authors out there that are just going to be writing in on your Facebook and saying, Bonnie, what would I have done without you if you had not channeled this book first so that I could write it?
I love it. I just have to tell you one more thing, and then I can say anything about what I do. But I have to tell you, I know Kelly's out there. And I wanted to tell you, I did the same thing. I'm channeling Kelly's books through her brain, and hopefully she will get them out there and will write my name in that book. So if you hear me, Kelly, that is your mission, girlfriend. But anyway, I didn't tell everybody what I did, but I'll do it really quick because I know between your card and my card, we're going to be lugging a 4-foot poster board. I am also a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant.
Wait, sister. I'm not quite done yet. Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to tell everybody. I want to tell everybody where they can find my book, which is on Amazon.com. Okay.
My book.
And how they can reach me, which is from my website, SZRWhiteWings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS. And you can contact me on my email, which is SZRich@AOL.com for readings for your Akashic Soul reading or just a regular life reading by email, Skype, or phone. Okay, sweetie, now you can I couldn't believe that you missed that part where you were going to tell everybody about
you. I didn't. You didn't remind me. You just kept going. So I figured, oh, my goodness. But, yes, I am just going to say it right out loud. I guess blah, blah, blah. Nobody really. I do love medicine. I am a nurse. I am a legal nurse consultant. But my favorite thing, and you know, is I am a spirit medium. I love spirit. You know, when the party begins, I'm the one in the middle. So I just had to tell everybody, because what I don't tell anybody, spirit just keeps tapping me on the head. Hey, what happened to us? What happened to us? So now I am telling you, my favorite life journey is to be in spirit. Well, actually not in spirit, them with me. But
yeah,
I'll be
careful of that, girlfriend.
I know. Well, hey, then I'll be coming and bugging you.
I don't want to show you talking to me from the netherworld.
I know. Hey, what could I say? I love spirit, any spirits. If you've got spirits and you want them to talk to me, please bring them on, because I love spirit. So that's what my big thing is, everyone. I am a spirit medium. I do readings also. You can contact me. But what I do love is this radio show. I rock and roll with this show, and so does Susan. We appreciate you here. We love you here. And now we're going to get to our audience. I just want to thank everybody in chat.
Yay!
We have a lot of people back.
Yay!
And I just, you know, another thing is we have a lot of hosts themselves that go into chat too, which I love. And I would like to say a shout-out to Chris from Curious Times. She has a fabulous show.
Yay, Chris!
Yay, Chris! Every night. And she has great guests. She, you know, we've been on the show, or I've been on the show. She's had other people on the show, and she's just a fabulous host herself. So, Chris, kudos to you. And I know everybody listens to your show, but if you're out there and you're on our board, check out Chris because she does a fabulous job, 10 to 12 every night. Okay, now, just to let you know, I'm setting the mood here. I'm setting the mood. We are going to do either – we could do anything, actually, but remember, you have the availability to have Susan and I – well, Susan actually opens your Akashic records, and I fly right over them, and I peek in. So you have that availability day or anything else. If you want to ask us a question, just make sure it is a question that's to the point. You know, we can't we'd only have a certain amount of time, so we can't, like, go into the universe and pull out everything about your life. So if you have a question, you really want to know something specific about, be specific, and we will answer you. So I'm going to go to the
career
first
or love, have, you know, any of that. Yes.
A to Z, girls, guys. A to Z, alpha to omega. We got it. 662, you are going to be on with Susan and Bonnie. 662,
yes.
You are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
hi,
I'm sorry, my dogs are barking.
Oh, well, as long as you can talk and we can hear you, then we'll let you continue. This is Bonnie and Susan again. How can we help you, and who are we speaking to?
My name is Kim, and I'm calling because I want to see if you could connect with my deceased nephew.
Okay. Can you tell me about? Can you tell me a little bit about him? Because I have spirits here, and I want to step forward, but just keep talking to me.
His name is Alan, and he passed away about 6 months ago, and he was really young. Well, a young man, 26 years old, and I just
sister?
I did have a sister that has passed on.
Okay, because I'm hearing sister. So he's your nephew. Is this from who? I'm hearing sister. How old was your sister when she passed away?
30.
Okay.
My goodness.
I'm hearing he's saying that he's with your sister. So
he's with his
sister.
Know. He may be saying
he's with
my sister because my sister
was He's with
was
your
his mom.
Sister. That's what I said. He's with your sister.
Oh, is he
so
with my
both
sister?
Of them are together. Both of them are together here. So that's why I'm trying to. Oh, I love spirit. I mean, and they're really young, and what they're saying is that you were a really stable part of your family. That they felt that you were the one that kind of kept everybody together, keeps everybody together, is what they're saying to me.
That's true.
Yeah, your nephew is thanking you for being there for him, and he couldn't have had.
Did he leave abruptly? I'm sorry, Bonnie. It's just he's poking me. Did he leave abruptly?
Yes, he did.
Was it an accident or a violent accident?
He took his life.
Okay. All right.
That's okay. You can if you want. He's saying that you were a vital part of the family. He wants to thank you for. He's showing me unconditional love. That you really, really, oh, goodness, he's here right on top of me. Oh, my goodness, goodness.
He's saying that.
Yeah, he's saying, and your sister's standing next to him. He's saying that he was, that you gave him unconditional love. You didn't always love the things he did, but that you loved him, and he appreciates that.
That is so true.
He appreciates that. He's handing you a white rose, honey. Now, a white rose versus a red or a pink, you know, people say, oh, what is a white rose? But a white rose is purity. He really feels that the love that you gave him was pure. And that in spirit, oh, my goodness, he's here. In spirit, he wants you to know how much you meant to him. He knows you didn't always know. And probably nobody else did either. but that he said that he understands that you understood his choices in life, and that,
yeah.
like I said, you didn't always agree with them, but that he loves that you loved him, and he does know that. Your sister's standing there with him, and your sister, did you get along with your sister?
She had some problems, but we, for the most part, got along. I know she loved me, and she knew I loved her.
Yeah, what she's saying, just like your nephew, is that you're the glue of this family, honey. You're the glue. I don't know how old you are, but honey, being the glue of this family, you are the glue of this family. Pretty young. And
I'm 40.
What she's saying is that if it wasn't for you, that a lot of your family wouldn't stay together or see each other. So I don't know what that means, but she says that you kind of make everybody stay together or call everybody, or you make them, you know, you make everybody close. And
right.
And what she said is she loved you very much, even though there were times, I mean, sisters are sisters, that you have, she's showing me clothes. And you're both pulling at them. So did you, when you were kids or teenagers, I don't know, did you wear the same clothes or try to fight over clothes? Or did you wear something she had or she wear something you had?
Well, I don't really remember because she's been passed 22 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
she was 12 years older than me.
Yeah. Well, she's showing me clothes. That she's pulling one end and you're pulling the other. So I don't know why she's showing me that. But you're laughing, so it's not a fight. But maybe, I don't know, maybe she's saying she fit into it and you didn't. I'm not quite sure what she's trying to show me, but she is showing me she's pulling clothes with you and you're both laughing. she's saying that she does miss you. She knows you're okay. You've had a lot of hits in your life is what she's saying. And
yeah.
that, and she said that, you will survive a long time. That was what you had in your contract, but they didn't, they came for a reason with you. And, she's saying that they watch over you. They know that you know they're there. She said, don't let her tell you she doesn't know we're there. So
yeah.
I'm assuming that this has happened. She said that she most likely, and that's usually when spirits come at night, and she said, do you talk to her? Do you ever talk to them?
I haven't talked to my sister in a while, but I talked to Alan.
Yeah.
And I just usually say good things to him, you know, and I've told him that I've forgiven him for doing what he did and that I kind of understand why he did.
Well, what he's saying is he knows he hears you talk to him, but he said that he wants you to know that he had to leave, that it didn't matter how he left, he was not supposed to stay. We all have outs in this life, and he had to take this out, no matter what, whether he got hit by a car or he was going to get leukemia, whatever it was, and I know he didn't, but what I'm saying to you is he wouldn't have been able to survive this life anyway. He was not meant to be here longer than he has been. I don't know the reason, and maybe, you know.
Yeah, did he have a mental illness when he was younger?
Not diagnosed. Nothing was ever diagnosed.
It's almost like I feel like that he was a little kind of schizophrenic.
His mother was. My sister was.
Okay.
His mother.
I'm picking up the same patterns with him. Milder, but something triggered him off that was, it was like almost like he got remapped, and it just got overwhelming for him. But there was there's a trace of a genetic imprint of mental illness there in him, which I think you know, as he would have never made it to older years.
Yeah.
It was just it was like he was clearing karma for his family.
Mm-hmm. And he does want you to know he's here right now, and he's on top of me, and the love that I feel wrapped around me. He really loved you and his family, but he didn't have a whole lot of ways to show it, I think. And he doesn't want you to worry about him. He loves when you talk to him. You can still talk to him, because the more you talk to him, the more you will feel him. And same thing with your sister. So I
really,
I hope,
much more.
Yeah, and he's happier.
Much more.
Much happier.
Yeah.
Much happier. So I hope that we've helped you out, ask him to.
Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead, if it's quick, because I'm going to ask them to step back, only because they're very here. They're right here. I've got to ask them to step back.
Was he in any trouble with the authorities?
When he took his life, you mean?
Right.
I don't pick that up. I don't pick that up. I don't. He's saying no, but you know, he's saying no. He had to go. He's insistent that he had to go, and he's much. He wants you to know. And this is what he's saying to me. He's much happier. Please be happy for him. Don't be sad for him. Don't, you know, he says that he knows you forgive him, but he wants you to. He feels happy. So he doesn't want you to worry about, you know, him, because he knew what he did, what he had to do for him, to make sure that his soul could continue for the next lifetime. But he couldn't stay here, is what he's telling me.
Okay.
So I hope we helped you out, because I feel the happiness that him and your sister have. And I don't want you to, they're happy. They're at peace. They see you. They know where you are. They know you love them, and they love you, and they want you to know they love what you do for your family. So, I think that's really, talk to them in a different light now, talk to them in joy and happiness, and you'll feel them much more.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I love these spirits. This is a young spirit. I'll tell you, I love them at all ages. So, okay, we're going to do 510. 510, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi there. 510, thank you for taking my call. Yes, hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yes, this is Camille in California.
Hi, Camille in California.
Yes,
you talk with Bonnie and Susan, A to Z. How can we help you today?
Yes, are you open to relationship questions on this show?
Oh,
absolutely.
For sure. She's the relationship and sexual issue queen you got on the phone
queen.
There.
Yes, I mean, the thing was, I didn't get to tell you because Susan told you all about herself and forgot to remind me to tell you about me. But my specialty is in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues. So go right ahead.
But see, that's what happens when you step on a queen's toes. She gets all huffy.
Well, I do have an issue. I've been friends with someone for a year and a half, and we were platonic friends, really close for about 3 months before something happened. Now I've noticed a complete change in this person for the worst. And I'm just wondering if there is any hope left. Is there, is this salvageable?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know what, after I tell you, I'm going to hand it over to Susan because I know she's going to feel the same way. The minute you started talking, I wrote no, 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 no on the paper. So
okay.
I didn't even hear what you saying. But let me tell you what happens. When there's an awkward moment, and this is, you know, and I'm also a counselor, and so Susan, but when there's an awkward moment, especially between friends. If it isn't supposed to take it any further, meaning, you know, I love when they say, you know, I want to be with my best friend. Because really in life, think about it. When you're with your best friend, what a great, you know, rest of your life you can look at. You love each other, you're fun, you can talk to each other, and it's comfortable. That's what best friends are. But when sometimes friends cross the line, and it's, and believe me, many do, and there's nothing wrong with it, but the telltale test is if you cross that line and they get weird, they can't handle that type of relationship, and then they're embarrassed. So I'll give you a piece of advice from me, and then I'll hand you over to Susan. If you, I don't feel that this is going to be any type of romantic, whether you want it or not. I think, though, that if you're going to salvage friends, and I'll tell you it's not going to be easy, but I would just blurt it out. Say, listen, Ken, or whatever his name is, I know we had an awkward moment, but get over it, and let's have coffee, and we're just going to be friends. I think you're lingering. I could see that you want maybe more, and I think he picks up on that. So if I were you, you would have to make the decision either you want to be friends or you don't want anything at all, because I don't see anything else happening with this gentleman. Now I'm going to hand you to my sweetie pie over there, Susan. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Camille, how old are you?
I am 38 in the summertime.
30. I'm turning 38. That sounds like a wonderful summer. I'm going to be 38 in the summertime.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 15 in the summertime. I don't get any older. I'm going to be in the summertime. So
okay.
Go ahead.
And so you were friends for how long?
Oh, gosh. We met a year and a half ago, and then he just kept coming over and hanging out, just platonic, for at least 9 months, and then really 3 months visiting, and then maybe middle of January something happened. We had a very super romantic Valentine's Day, and we checked in, kept in touch all that previous week, and then this past Saturday, suddenly it was, you're the scary lady. You're the scary lady who, oh, no, likes me, so I'm running away. Yeah, and that was a complete turnaround from
okay.
what.
Who initiated it?
Actually, he initiated it.
He initiated it, okay. Okay. Well, you know, this was I'm going to have to go with what Bonnie says. It's like this is a step back and punt kind
right.
of a situation here. It's like if you really like this gentleman, then you have to regroup and kind of talk like intelligent grown-up folks and just say, you know, hey, look, now we need to put this aside, because if there's right now the way the situation is, I totally agree with Bonnie that there's not a chance in hell that this is going to move forward only
right.
because he feels squeezed. All right. Even he felt, you know, even though he initiated it, it's like you jumped on it. And it
right.
was like,
he went
and right, and he really kind of didn't expect that. He basically, you know, like, oh, we'll get a little romantic and everything, and it's like, but we can still keep this light and all of this, and it's like, and all
right.
of a sudden he stirred up all these emotions that you didn't know that you had, and it was like, and he went, what the heck? So if you really want to keep him as a friend, and I think that that is salvageable. I absolutely do think it's salvageable.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to do some stepping back and doing some kind of put your big girl panties on and go, you know, hey, look, we were great friends. It's like, you know, let's just kind of take an eraser and go, you know, erase, and,
that's
you know,
it.
Go back and – and then let me tell you what I feel, what actually might happen, all right? If you use this eraser, this wonderful friendship that you will have, okay, the very thing that got sparkled right here, if you redo, step back and punt, may actually turn into what it is that you're hoping for. But you've got to erase this desperation here that's going on.
Hmm. Yeah, right now the other person is very, very angry, and I know that I did not do or say anything provocative of anger. I showed up with friends, and I'm kind of, okay, you know, you're going to be angry. You're freaking out. I'm going to be over here. We're not going to have any contact.
I'll tell you why that happened. See, because exactly what I said. You've got to really step back. The reason is because once you show him and you tell him you only want to be friends,
right?
Thank you. My son just gave me my son Jeff, and he just gave me something. So excuse me. Oh my goodness. But. Why he's doing this is you're still acting like that night meant a lot, and you can't understand why he's acting like it didn't. It's really all subconscious. I can see exactly what's happening. You're not in the frame of mind that says, "Look, buddy, we're friends. I get it. I don't want anything either. It was a mistake, obviously. I thought there was something there, but, you know, the way you're acting, I don't want it." You're not acting
right.
You're acting like this. Oh. What? And he is getting angrier and angrier and angrier. If you do what I, you know, said in the beginning, if you put your hand on your hip and you say, "Listen, this is the deal. I don't even want you anymore because of the way you were acting. That's really not mature. And you're more of a mature guy, and I really like our friendship. So here's the deal. Let's be friends because I don't want you. Somebody else can take that attitude, but I would like to be friends." You're going to see a big turnaround with him. But I, on the other hand, think you should move on. So,
okay.
And I'm really good at this. And if you want to know how to date, and you want, you know, I did a lot of dating, a lot of shows where people ask me how to get online. I've just met another couple, young couple, who is getting married from Match.com, and they're in their 20s. So everything is about online dating right now. And you know what? I think it'll change that desperation, and I don't mean desperation means where do you meet people. So the thing is, if you do get online and that people say, "Well, I am online and it isn't working," it usually is because of how they've put themselves out there and what the do's and don'ts of doing it. And I can go over that, you know, at another time, or I can go over it if you decide you want to do it and you want to call in again. But if you get on online dating, what it does is change the energy of how you feel about dating, even if you never date anybody from there. So I am a big believer that if you put yourself on online dating, that you will change the energy about yourself that will bring other people to you. And it'll change how he feels and sees you, too, because you won't have that desperation type of, look.
He's got to start viewing you in a different light again.
You were a buddy, you were a friend.
And it's like you've got to move out of this life into another life. You got to get your mojo working again, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
that
makes sense. I mean, honestly, that makes sense. I didn't go into this feeling like any sort of desperation, to be quite frank. I'm raising a child. I'm building a business. I really was not out there dating. This came my way. I said, you know what? I kind of dig it. So, you know, I'm just mourning the loss of the friendship right now. Yeah.
Then, honey, you can ask for it back, and I think you'll get it by saying, "I don't want you." But somebody else might.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I'd like is our friendship. But I'm going to tell you, start to get online dating. I'll teach you how to do a profile and what a do and don't is. Call back and we'll do it for you, with you, or however you want to do it. Contact me, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to change your energy. Your energy is going to change, and you're going to see people coming drawn towards you. Even if you don't see
thank you.
One. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweetie,
oh,
I think that
you
should put a post. You should put a post on your Facebook or something on how to be successful on social media.
I love that, sister. I could do it because I can't tell you how many of my clients I actually do it with or for. But I am going to tell you,
yeah.
If anybody's, I have such, I could go through rosters of people. They don't admit it to most people, but they've met on Match.com, eHarmony, 50 and Over, Little Fishies. I don't care where you meet the person. It changes the energy. It teaches you how to date. It shows you the do's and don'ts, what you do want and what you don't want. And I'm telling you, sister, I've got so many clients and people I know that have met, now not me, I met my husband very young, but who met on online dating, and they last longer than most of the people who have met in school or in bars or in restaurants. I can't tell you how I feel about online dating. It doesn't mean you're going to meet them on online dating. It just changes that energy, and I love that. So, boy, but anyway, getting back to your statement, I tried to put it on my – you know, my website, but my web page is just incognito right now, and I've got to find somebody else who can actually finish that web page. So, yeah, it's going to be on my website. But I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is 856. 856, you're on. Hi, 856.
Hi,
hello.
Laura. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Laura. Yes, I can hear you. How are you, Laura?
You said that you could check the Akashic Records. How do you do that?
Sure,
well,
we
hand
can
you
do
over.
That.
Wait, I'm going to hand you over to the Akashic Record Queen. She's the expert. Perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Go for it,
well, I will. Before we get started, I want to, since we didn't have the opportunity to tell our listening audience that in opening the Akashic Records, I'm not actually opening your records at all. Basically, what you are doing is that you are giving me permission to read them. And how I do that is through the three questions that I ask you. It's kind of like an energetic combination lock. And I don't actually, I'm not actually able to read what's on your journal, but they give me images, which in turn I can interpret. So having said all of that, let's get started. Let me find out what soul window you're in.
I just have to tell you, and you interpret it so well, so well. I just wanted to let everybody know that.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's like, well, you know, we don't want people to think that, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, she can just go on and pop open anybody's book. It's like, no, that book belongs to you. No, you can't. I'm sorry, but no, you can't, Miss Queen. It's like they have to give you permission to do that, and you big bully.
Okay.
Okay, Laura, how old are you?
50.
60?
No, 50.
Okay. 50.
60.
50.
50.
50.
50.
50. Your life number.
Okay. Yeah. I have a little consonant thing going on, so my fives and sixes sound alike, and it makes a big difference between 50 and 60. Let me tell you. So basically, even though Bonnie is perpetually 15 and she doesn't admit it, but when you know 10 years makes a difference. So you right now you are at the beginning of what they call Kryon Return. Okay, it is the biggest soul window, awakening soul window, when the dreaming soul is fully awakened. Your divine self is like heavy-duty life coaching, reminding you what you came here to do, what still needs to be done, what hasn't been addressed, what needs to be let go of. this is a point of dissatisfaction, of strange thoughts and feelings, of thinking a lot about the past. It's a redo and reset. Sometimes it comes in as I didn't see that coming. Other times it's in an exhilarating, exciting time. And other times it's a very challenging going back to things that, you know, we really would have wished rather have gone away, but now all of a sudden they're up in our face again. So it's a really powerful year, and 50 is the most powerful energetic time. That between 49 and 52 is when it's the most intense. So the next thing that I want to ask you is, what do you do for a career, and now and in the past?
I basically go into companies and I analyze where the performance gaps are, and then I develop training and programs to correct performance gaps. So
you develop
For corporations, I develop training and performance improvement programs.
Okay, so you're like a computer programs for corporations?
No, not a computer programmer. Just like training initiatives.
Okay.
Assessment programs, I'll say initiative.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
21 plus years.
Okay, and what did you do before?
That's what I went to school for, so that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Okay, so this is pretty much been your career since out of college and all of that?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. And what would you consider your gifts and the things that you like most about yourself?
I'm very detailed and very very analytical, but I'm also very compassionate.
Say that again, please.
Very detailed and analytical. I'm also very passionate.
That what you consider your gifts or your what you like about yourself?
Probably what I like about myself. For gifts, I would say I have a gift for motivating people, encouraging them, being empathetic, and putting myself in their place. I have a real gift for motivating people. Basically, they trust me and they open up to me, and I help them a lot with their problems.
Okay. Okay. This is an interesting journey that you have here. Okay. The one thing that I'm going to say in the next couple years for you is that I'm just going to say it, okay? This little mummy bandage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, spit it out. Okay, this mummy bandage that you has wrapped your life in terms to keep you bound, okay, is getting ready to disintegrate in the last 3 or 4 years. What I'm getting ready to say may not be what you relate to, but I'm going to say what it is that I see, all right? And the first thing that I saw that came out of your book was binding, okay, to keep you in check, okay? And all this analytical detail, helping people, organization, development, and all of that is that underneath all of that is like and what was underneath those mummy wraps were butterflies. Okay, and that's what I saw. Thank you.
I love that.
Okay.
Wow.
And yeah. It's like, and so there's this sense of wanting to be free from constriction. Okay. Now, you've been doing a pretty good job of staying in this path, because it's like you like what you do. Okay, so it's never been an issue of like, I hate my job, I hate what I'm doing, I'm so miserable. It's never even occurred to you that there's this yearning underneath of that there's got to be more to life than this. Okay, and what's getting ready to happen for you, and I'm just going to see it as I unfold it, is that the reason that you put these constrictions on yourself, and this is a constriction, okay, this career and this analytical approach and this kind of dry approach to life, all right, you're very trustworthy, integrity, and respectful. You know, you tried to do things right, but honey, you've got one hell of a wild child buried underneath that mummy stuff.
And I can't wait to see a burst out.
Those butterflies. I wouldn't even want to be in your dream world, because it's like, whoa.
I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, honey. I mean, my feeling about it is that a lot of it's like X-rated. So we'll move past that. Okay.
Oh my alley. Oh my. I know.
So what I'm trying to say to you. is that you have done exactly what you're supposed to do up until this point because of what you're carrying in a past life imprint, where you were just like out of bounds, no boundaries, no responsibility, you just really didn't finish your agenda. You know, it's like you had homework. Oh no, I want to go play. You know, and your soul said, how many lives are you going to do this that you're not going to grow, that you're just going to play? And finally what you did is that you wrote a life that would constrict you to teach you responsibility, because it kind of stripped you from your ability to be a wild child, okay, to step out of the boundaries, all right? Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's getting ready to change for you. Yeah, and it's not about like trashing your career or anything like that, all of a sudden. It's about joyfulness. It's about wanting to be in a happier environment. Wanting to join a nudist colony, run naked on the beach in the moonlight. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
No, she won't have to do that. She's just going to hang from the ceiling. I'm going to teach her. I'm going to tell her how to hang from the ceiling, so she won't have to run to that nudist colony. I'm going to teach you. I must have known you in a past life. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you hit about 52 or 54, between that ages, it's like all of this stuff that you do, okay, is you're going to start unwrapping that mummy taping that you have, and you're going to, are you married?
No.
Okay. Are you with anybody?
Are you with anybody?
No.
Okay. Well, good God, God help those men out there when this happens. All right. This is going to be an awakening of butterfly
mass
free,
proportion.
Yeah, I don't have any other explanation for this, because it's like, you know, this mummy tape is going to start coming off, and all of this is not going to be enough. There's going to be this need to do something adventurous, this need to do something wild, this need, like, all of a sudden, for no reason at all, you decide that you want to learn how to ride a Harley bike. You know, why?
Or you're
going to
climb Mount Everest.
Yes, and I can't tell you what,
hey,
but what was that?
I said, I think Laura's going to, like, she is going to climb Mount Everest naked.
Something, yes. Figuratively,
okay.
I think you have
the vivid dreams.
Girlfriend, yeah, and I have to tell you this. Don't call me. I don't want to bust you out of jail, okay? But I will, you know, call me in another few years, and we will really party. But really don't call me if you end up in jail, okay? Just watch yourself, because self-food up Mount Everest might get you in trouble.
What's the catalyst that gets me started on wrapping this mummy? I'm going to be going camping and doing kayaking and stuff outdoors. That's something new that I plan on doing this year. So,
honey, that's just the beginning.
Or in a bikini.
Oh,
listen, don't listen to me. I'm going to get you in trouble, so that's okay. I'll be quiet. I do have that.
I'm having these visions, and I'm going, holy shit.
I know, honey, and you're just not. I'm saying them all.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Just wonderful. And it's like there's going to come a point when you may consider with what it is that you're doing of even possibly taking early retirement and going into something that when you're on your adventures, that all of a sudden it hits you like, oh, my God, I want to do this. I mean, like, this is like it. I don't know, you know, organic farming, you know, painting, whatever
vegetables.
It is. Yeah, you made a contract with yourself that up until this point that you would keep yourself under wraps, okay, so that you could learn some kind of discipline. Jeez Louise, you've had one life after another that's like, you know, get a grip, lady. And it's like, or guy. And it's like, so this life, you did it under wraps. But those wraps are getting ready to come off. And it's like, you know, wahoo.
Well, and I've got to tell you, I've got a spirit here. Does anybody want to hear the spirit that's here? Because, see, the spirit that's here is not unwrapped. Her mummy is still on. So I have a very nice lady here. Are you through, Susan?
I don't know. Laura, am I through?
Yeah, no, I guess you are.
Well,
you
have a question of because,
yeah,
you know, once we
question.
It's like, you know, that's it.
Wow.
Okay, Bonnie,
hit it. Well, wait, I think we didn't give Laura enough chance to answer, because I know that your wraps are still on here. Did you want to ask Susan a question, Laura? Because I can hear the thinking that's going on in your brain. So did you want to ask? We will be quiet. Did you want to ask Susan another question?
Well, do you see me with a husband doing all these crazy activities he's talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's the only way you're going to find one. Oh, yeah, because if you know, a husband in this energy, you'd dump him anyway.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this
this energy, this mummy energy, is a suitor. Okay. The where you're heading to would be he'd be more apt to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh la la! I cannot take it. I just have to go through this. I have to stop because otherwise I'm going to be in the beach. So I have to tell you that you're not meant to be alone, girlfriend. You are going to boogie, oogie, oogie till the night. So what's that song, Boogie, Oogie, Oogie, till whatever? If anybody's in chat, please finish my sentence. But I can see it, and you are just, and I see the smile on your face, and you are going to smile for the rest of your life right through there. And it's so weird because I've got to tell you what I see. I see very staid at the beginning of your life. And that's what this woman is telling me. And then very wild and crazy in the next. It's like bipolar, but not bipolar mentally, but bipolar solely. You had written, okay, I'll do this. And then, boom, the butterflies come out. And I'm telling you, ooh, I love those kind of lives because you actually can live both. So I love that's kind of like straddling the fence there. But I got to ask you, Laura. Do you have a grandmother, great-grandmother in spirit? I'm sure you have a great-grandmother in spirit because this grandmother is saying she's too removed. So it's either your grandmother or your great-grandmother.
And she's saying what?
She's too removed. That, you know, your mom would be your mom. One removed would either be your mother or your grandmother, and two removed is either your grandmother or your great-grandmother. So do you have a great-grandmother?
Oh, yes, I definitely do.
Okay, and this one that's coming through is really, really, she's showing me, the first thing she showed me, which I love, you know, the spirits must know I love jewelry, because she's showing me, the first thing she showed me was a strange shoe, it was a jade bracelet, but it was like it wasn't big, it was just like a hard bracelet, and she handed it out to me, so, and it's kind of greeny white, so it's kind of not a dark jade. And she said, when she handed that bracelet over to me, she said, you were very quiet as a child. You looked within, not without. So it means that you kept everything inside. You weren't a wild child like me. But yeah. And she's showing me, she keeps showing me jewelry. Now, I don't know whether she had a lot, maybe gave them to your mom, or gave them to you, or that you like jewelry, because she's showing me earrings, like chandelier earrings and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Pardon me, because there's in the studio a phone, and we cannot find it. So,
I do like jewelry.
She's showing me. And then she's showing me that she's looking down at a pair of shoes and that you had, and it looks like you might have been a little girl when you had them, because they're black lace-ups. And I know everybody had black legs up, but these shoes she's showing me, they're like perfect. They kind of look black velvet or black, very black lace-up shoes. And they look like a little girl's shoe, like, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, something like that. And they're saying that you were born into more of a staid family, that nobody was really wild. You all were pretty wrapped, you know, in that mummy kind of stuff. And you all kind of acted that way, and what she's showing me is she's excited you're going to break out because she couldn't. So
well, you two got me a little nervous.
Oh, honey. You know,
Oh, my God.
Life
you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, you're going to meet somebody. How could you be nervous? I mean, meeting the man of your dreams, having fun,
well,
you know, for you, wild. I've got to tell you something. For you, wild and butterflies coming out might be like just even changing the flavor of ice cream you eat. But we don't kind of
handle that.
Yeah.
Good,
just
that's
don't
a good
worry
one.
About it. It's going to come, and you're going to start thinking differently. It's not going to you're not going to all of a sudden find yourself naked on Mount Everest like you would find me. But you know, you're going to. It's going to slowly happen, and then boom, one day you're not even going to realize you're a totally different person, and that person's going to be evolved. You're going to be perfect. You're going to be sweet and charming like you are. You're going to help people, but you're going to really love life, and that's really what's so cool about you know what Susan and I saw. So. I hope we help.
So you
think
that's around age 52 that'll start happening?
Yeah, I do.
I'm 52 to 54, and I'm going to play with those numbers too. So, I don't know if it'll take you 52 to 54.
Yeah, that window kind of there. But I don't think not before 52. It's like a revving up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Of you know, till you finally get to that point where you feel strong enough and antsy enough and agitated enough of saying, you know, I can't stand this anymore. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So that's around the time I'll meet the guy, right, Mr. Wright?
I think it's all going to be blended.
Wait, I didn't catch that. What did you say?
It depends. If you ask both of us, we kind of both said the same thing. It's kind of all jumbled up together. All this stuff is going to just start happening between 52 and 54. So really, whenever you meet him, it's going to be in that same time frame. Might be towards the end because you're going to have so much fun. It might be in the beginning. You might go through a couple people. So just don't worry about it because you're going to meet him. You're going to not be alone, and you're going to have fun. Just check that guy with the Hawaiian shirt and the Mai Tai.
Yeah. Let me add this, okay? This is what spirit is kind of like knocking me, you know, thumping me in the back of the head, so I'm going to have to say it. It's like, I know I can pick up the energy about, like, you know, is that, you know, it's going to be no guy up until then, okay? Here's what I'm hearing is this is about free choice, okay? It's like in this energy right now, you could bring a man into your life and have him a very nice relationship, you know, that fits this energy that you're in right now. But inevitably what's going to happen is that he will not be able to follow you into the new energy. So, you know, if you want to do that, if you want to just say, you know, hey, give me a training wheel, interim kind of guy so that I can enjoy the relationship and everything. But when this change starts happening with you, it will be impossible for him to follow you into the new energy, which is where this new guy will show up.
Yeah, so we don't say just wait for him. I don't love that term. But what we're saying is don't get your heart, you know, if it doesn't work out, you'll remember this, you know, reading, and you'll know why. So that's, you know, what we're kind of saying.
Okay.
But I have to
I'm not picking up any heartbreak or anything like that. It's just if you
I'm
don't want to sit there and wait, you know, whistling another guy until these changes start happening and Mr. Hawaiian shirt shows up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully hear from you a lot sooner than 2 to 4 years. We'd love to be a fan. So just call in or just listen to us. Have a great day.
I definitely
and good
will.
Luck for us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura. You're welcome.
So bye. I am going to take the next caller, and that's 857. 857, you are on. 857, you are on with Susan and Bonnie.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie. It's Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Okay, so last time I spoke to you guys, you told me that I was leaving email marketing, but I didn't expect for it to be so soon.
Woohoo! We're always so good. Oh, how can we help you today?
Well, I got fired on Friday, so I kind of need to know. I've really been in here, like, arguing with my guardian angels all weekend. I'm very upset, and I just need to know about work, and am I going to be living at a women's rescue mission, and are they listening to me?
Well, your angels are always listening to you, honey. And now you need to, Susan, do you want to pick this up? I'm not quite sure what you're saying. Melissa, do you want to ask what I'm kind of not getting it? You're talking to your angels.
I just feel very stuck at this point, and I feel like everybody on the other side is playing like a very cruel joke. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, so you're basically you feel like that you're getting a deaf ear?
Yes.
Contraire, mon frere.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, this is like, are you asking for advice where your career is concerned? Is that what you're asking for help?
I'm asking from them. Am I asking advice or from you guys? You guys have the direct connect to the other side, so I'm just trying to figure out, are they playing with me at this point? So, like,
well,
what do you guys,
you,
like,
you know, tell us what you're asking them and tell us what you're saying. But no, I hear that they're listening. You're just, you know, sometimes I have to tell you this, and that's why we want you to ask us a question. I'm not kind of getting it. But what I am hearing is this. I don't love that word, but I'm going to say it anyway. Divine time, meaning that if you answer something.
That's exactly what I heard. Divine timing.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what you're doing is you're asking for something that they hear you, but it might, you know, it's like this. I want to be in the Fortune 500. I'm asking my angels and guides to do that, but it might not be in my, you know, tomorrow I'm not going to wake up and know it's in the bank, but I'm going to work towards that, and I know my angels and guides have heard it, and in divine timing, I know if I'm in this lifetime supposed to have it, I am going to have it. With you, I hear divine timing. They hear you. You're not. You're really not asking for much, and you're really asking for some good stuff for you. And mm-hmm. they hear you, but you got to give them a little time. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I'm also hearing doubt here, Melissa.
What did
you
say?
Yeah.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Whether it might. My faith is, I'm sorry, I've managed to hold it together through a lot of
hold my faith together through a lot of stuff, believe you me. And now I'm like, you know what, God, I'm going to talk to you because this is ridiculous.
Hey,
I just got this job. I just got it.
Tell us more so we can
I finished grad school. And hadn't been really too strategic with my job search, but I was getting jobs through agencies, and they were in my field because I put it out there. I never want to be an admin again, I don't plan on it. So I wanted to go into my field. Ultimately, I don't really want to work for anyone. I want to do my own thing. But I realized in the process of doing my own thing, I may have to work for other people. Okay, fine, no problem. So I've been on this bumpy slope. Especially when it comes to contracting, I turned down a full-time role because it just was not in alignment with who I was. And I felt bad selling stuff to people and ripping them off when they could go a different direction. I felt kind of bad with it. So I didn't take that. I took another role that was a marketing role. So I've been on a slippery slope for like a year and a half where it's like everything's up and down. I might be working for 3 months and I'm not working. And then so this last thing, I thought this was a sure bet. It was the most money that I have ever made in my life. It was a contracting role that was supposed to go permanently, and I turned down the other full-time role, and I'm like, this is going to be great. I was there for a month. They told me that I wasn't fast enough and that they wanted to move forward. My unemployment is exhausted, so I can't apply again until May. I don't know what I'm going to do for money, and I'm tired. And I feel like at this point I've done everything that I was supposed to do. I've held my faith together. I've worked on my business plan. I networked. I've joined organizations. I've done it all. And, like, at this point, I really feel like you guys are playing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask a question. Why did they say you were too – you know, I'm always in the minutia, so I know Susan probably isn't even thinking this, but why did they say you were slow? Because that's not what I'm hearing.
That's what I was told. They said that I was slow and that I kept asking too many questions that they had already given me the answer to, and that they didn't necessarily have time to train me. And had this been the older company, they would have had a full-on training, and it would have been more intense, but they don't have the training to do that, and that I'm too slow, and they need someone to pick up and jump right in. And I feel like people's expectations were a little exaggerated within the time frame that they gave me to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm picking up that I don't think that's the case. So I think that there was another reason. So I'm not picking up that that was the reason. So mm-hmm. did they
well,
hire
what,
someone
what's
else?
What's the reason that you're getting? Not that
well,
it matters
not
now.
Well, no, it doesn't matter right now. But what I'm getting is that there was somebody else possibly that that they did they hire somebody right away?
I think they did because they said that they have somebody else coming right in. I think they did.
I think that
they had this person in mind before you, and then they hired you, and she became available.
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what I'm feeling. So I don't really think that I don't want you. The reason I'm telling you that, and the reason I wanted to express that, is because I can feel that you, in some way, think that you did something, but it wasn't you, and they should have been honest, but they couldn't because then they could be liable. But so don't think it was you. They had somebody else in mind. I think, like Susan said, I think she had taken something else, or he, or whatever, and then she became available, or he, whoever, whichever it is. And then they jumped on it. And, yes,
okay.
that they had more experience and came from a different company, but I've got to tell you that it's a shame because you would have been fine. So don't think it's
mm-hmm.
you, first of all. And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, can I do just about 3 minutes of counseling for you, Melissa?
Please, because I'm like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, because it's been some conversations interesting, Bonnie. I think that this would come up because it's been a couple conversations that Bonnie and I have had because Bonnie and I are both waiting for something important to come through for us, and it's like that don't doubt, self-confidence, belief in oneself.
Oh,
and here's what
isn't
it interesting? Here's what I'm hearing about. The first question that you always go to when you're in this situation is that if you we talk about writing our own journey, the first thing that you have to ask yourself is that, you know, why would I create this particular situation for me, and what is it that I'm needing to learn from it? Okay, there's a start. Okay, just ask yourself those questions and ask the divine to give you those answers. The second part of this is that forget why, how, when, who, what, and all the rest of it, and start going into just stomping your and just say, you know, all the powers that be, give me the self-confidence, the belief in myself, and the no doubt of anything that this job is coming. I can create this job to make it happen for me to the money that I want because I have the God spirit within me that's got my back. It is the lack of self-confidence in yourself, okay, of thinking, but this happened and but this happened. And it's like if you are totally connected in oneness, why wouldn't you bring yourself a job that is awesome? And everyone is facing this energy right now. This is what these last couple years are about. It's like the old paradigms don't work anymore of like, I ask, I pray, I manifest, I visualize, it shows up. Okay? It's coming back to the God self of that, you know, that confidence in the fact that you are connected with this one divine energy that believes in you, got your back, see yourself through those eyes. And this is what I'm seeing here, is this is what the test for you is about during this period, is that, you know, you don't have to know why, you don't have to figure out where it comes, but every single day, ask for you to remember and to reestablish that self-confidence, that no doubt, that I believe that I am all that of like, well, of coming in, it's like, why would I do this to myself? I mean, get a grip, girlfriend. You know, and
you
that's
know
how you That's the energy you want to move into, because I can feel you beaten, and that's not the place where you want to go.
And I got to tell you, you got to have a little bit of I never doubt. I mean, maybe I go the other extreme. I don't doubt. And so you need to be think of me. Well, channel me. You can channel me. I'll come, if you're writing a book, I'll channel through you. But if you're not writing a book, you can channel me. Channel my no doubt, no fear, girlfriend. You have nothing to lose, and you've got to go. And you're good. You're a good employee. You're a good manager, and you're a good business person. So if you know and you feel that way, if somebody doesn't want you, it's okay, because it's their loss, not yours. And I do believe you'll have your own.
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not mad that I necessarily got fired. I feel relieved.
Oh, no, it doesn't have anything to do with being mad. It has to do with being
mad.
You know, you're not getting
out
what you want.
Right. And I'm freaking out really for like,
spirit.
Okay.
You're mad at spirit. That's what you told
us,
and I can feel it. You're mad at spirit. You're not mad at your boss. You should be mad at your boss, actually, and not spirit.
I'm not mad at them. It was weird. It was uncomfortable. The hours, I'm like, I understand why they pay you guys so well. You have no life. There's no life work balance. Yeah. None of you people are happy. You're just coming, and there's something that I want to do outside of this. I have my own side hustle that I'm just trying to get off the ground, and I'm trying to get money for, because I've been putting
it
out there.
You will do it.
And I've been putting it out there, and for whatever reason, God's like, okay, I have other things, or you need to do it another way. I'm upset with him or her or just spirit in general, because I feel like
you do realize that when you say I'm upset with him or her, that you are talking about the same person as you.
Yeah, well, the divine energy in me, because I feel like I've done so much work. Why would I write this script? It's been a long journey. It's been a hard journey, and I'm tired.
This is that apocalyptic energy. So now what I'm going to say to you is that take the offer of what Bonnie is saying. Bonnie has been gifted with this blind self-confidence. I'm not kidding you.
Yes,
this
I'm
blind
not blind, but confidence. It is blind self-confidence.
It's absolutely, she has no doubt about whatever it is that she puts her mind to or whatever that she is, that it's going to turn out. And if it doesn't, it's a mistake.
Well,
it's like something else is right behind it. And that is what I'm talking about, is that right now you're owning the hit. And that's what's making you so confused of like, this is not fair, this shouldn't happen, this is not what I expected. And it's like, and you want to turn that around to like, hey, whatever, they're lost. Come on, bring the other job on.
Yeah. So we know what you're saying, but this is the attitude you got to go in. But
what if
you're
not
fair?
I'm like, what if you're not fair? I'm not there yet. I'm really not. I'm really just like seeing red.
You
know what?
You
don't
stop your foot. Have fit. Have your hissy fit. It works. I mean, it's like it works. You know, get pissed at everything. That have them line up. You know, smack Archangel Michael right in the schmoz and just say, you know, something. I'm over it. It's like, give me my self confidence back. You know, give me my belief in myself. Give me that no doubt. It's like, you know, forget this. And it's like, it's okay to get mad like that. There's nothing wrong with that. And then just don't let the ego poke you into sliding into, you know, like them. You know, take the hit. Take the responsibility. Take the accountability. And make all the divine assistance. You know, step up.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you that I've got to take the next caller. I hope, Melissa, you'll call us back and let us know. I see great things for you. I don't think that you're going to have
You're almost there.
Yeah. So please have a great day. We know it's tough for you, but really go back into archives and listen to this because it's going to be a good, helpful tool for you. And we will talk to you soon because you're going to be calling back saying, girlfriends, you were so right. I'm happy as a clam. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies.
Hang
you're welcome.
In there, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I just love that. I just love that. I am going to take Karen. Karen, you're next. Hi, Karen. This is Bonnie and Susan. How are you today?
I'm great. Hi, Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, Karen. How are you? What can we do for you today?
Well, I just love listening to you and your insights, and I'm just wondering what you pick up for me of my energy, where I'm at right now in my relationship.
Okay, well, Susan and I are both going to tell you, if you listen to us, if that's really a broad question for us.
In my marriage,
because
sure.
We have to both. Okay, so what you want to do, I mean, if this is what I'm hearing, is you want to ask, you're in a marriage and you just don't know what's going on. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit is telling me you do know what's going on. Oh, please. Spirit is telling me that you...
I didn't say it. Okay.
I know. Spirit is telling me, Karen, that you already know what's going on. And I don't mean that meanly because I'm a counselor and Susan's a counselor. And what they're saying is that you... The reason that you're asking is you want to confirm what you think is going on. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to tell us what you need to ask because they're telling me the question that you have is really you're pussyfooting around it and it's not a bad thing. But the thing is if you own the question, that you'll own the answer. So if what you're going to ask me is if, you know, you feel that your spouse is not there, is that what you're going to ask me?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that your suspicions or what you think is right. But I feel like it's a communication problem for you.
Yeah, it is. And it's gone into more of a sexual thing, too, like not connected.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 17 years, but together 27.
Okay. Is he gone a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not mentally.
Sometimes when he's there, he's still gone, right?
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Does he have a separate room?
Nope. No, well, except that he spends a lot of time in, he likes video games and, so, yeah.
No, okay, yeah, that's what I mean. Does he have like a toy room, you know, kind of a thing, type of thing? That's his escapism, you know, in
yeah.
terms of, now I'm going to ask you, do you still love him?
Yeah, I do, and I often wonder if it's more of an Akashic record that we have a connection from. It's more like I feel connected like a mother nurturer.
That you're what?
More of a mother, a nurturer.
Okay, that's why I asked you if you still loved him.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Okay.
I feel like so much that this is a communication issue for, you know, because of the
mm-hmm.
length of time they're married. You know, I don't know, you know, I don't care what's going on outside or, you know, or inside really, but I do feel like you don't even communicate really well. And that, you know, I'm a
yeah.
communications person, and I feel like that is a big issue for both of you. And the more you don't say anything, the more he doesn't say anything, and the more you just sit and watch, the worse it gets. So I would tell you, and I'm going to hand you over to Susan, but you need to, one is, if you're going to rekindle this relationship, if that's what you want to do, and I do believe you do, you've got to really, really, you've got to really step up to that. Hey, what are you doing? Let's sit and talk. Let's do this. It's going to take a while, Karen. It's not an easy thing to do, especially with the length of time this has gone on. But I do feel that there's kind of hanging on, and maybe it is a karmic, you know, maybe it's a karmic relationship, and that's why it is hanging on. But you can make this so much better, and it's not you, believe me. It's a two-way street. But you, if this is something you want to do, you've got to really start to try to communicate to him. And eventually, and it won't be real long, you could pull the communication out of him. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I can tell you that if you don't do it, you're going to be living two separate lives, and if you haven't done that already. So, Susan, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah. Here's what I'm hearing. This is that there's nothing comfortable about this solution at all, okay?
No.
You're going to have to find, first of all, a common ground between you to start with, a common interest. This whole video game type of thing, you're going to have to say, you know, on blah, 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 no games for you. We're going to do this, whether it's, you know, you're going to take ballroom dancing together, or you're going to go movies together, or you're going to have a date night together. And, if the question comes up,
tree?
Or, you know, or it, go to a sex shop, for God's sake. You'd be surprised what kind of interesting conversations you're going to get into in a sex shop. And, you know, just do anything that is out of your comfort zone with both of you. And what I'm hearing is that out of your comfort zone for both of you will you're just stagnant. I mean, just so stagnant. And that'll start something. It'll be like even if it's the thing of like, why are you doing this? And it'll give you the opportunity. Well, here's why I'm doing this. Is it because, you know? And you may be surprised. But out of both of your comfort zones. Not like if you like to go movies, oh, come to a movie with me. Or he says, well, play a video game with me. No. Out of both of your comfort zone.
He likes war games and cop movies, and I'm very spiritual. I can't watch low energy fighting or killing or those kind of things. So you're right. We don't connect on that. He doesn't understand my spirituality.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, but you have to find a common ground. You know, I'm sure that maybe he doesn't like your reality shows or your, you know, whatever it is that you like. And it's but the thing is that, you know, you may not even stick with it, but do something, find something and just say, you know, I've signed this up for ballroom dancing. And it's like, what? He's like, yes, no, we're going to do it. And it's like, no, not, yes, we are. No, you're not comfortable with it. He's not comfortable with it. It's like, do this for me because, you know, where are we going to go from this? We're not even speaking. So at least we can dance together. Something to get you both out of this stagnation. And then who knows what will happen from there.
I vote for the sex shop. Because let me tell you, as a urologist,
that was my first thing.
I go for the sex shop. Because I've got to tell you, and I'll tell you, my husband and I are exactly different. I don't like fishing. He's a fisherman. I like shopping. He wouldn't go into a mall if I saved his life. He likes fishing shows and, like, reality shows that have, like, ducks in it and things like that, and I don't, but we have a common thing that we like and that we could, you know, talk about, and it's not always easy. So I do have to tell you that a lot of couples are like you. But what I feel like, when she said especially a sex shop, the one thing you can get them, and I'm not, you know, telling anybody they have to go into any type of shop, but you know, they have now lotions that are really, they sell in like the Walgreens that heat up, that smell, that do all this. And so it's really innocuous. It's not going to be anything that you have to worry about and say, oh, my goodness, he's going to pick that up, and, oh, my God, I don't think I can do it. I don't think that's going to be the way it is. But I think you'll both laugh. You'll both like go, oh,
oh, it's
fun. And then somebody will hold up like
ridiculous.
Oh,
my God. The most ridiculous things you see in there. And you've got to be kidding.
Yes, just do it. And the thing is, even if it takes 10 minutes and you're in there and you come out laughing, go for a cappuccino coffee and just start talking about it with no judgment. And I believe you're going to have to jump start this marriage, honey, if you want this to continue. Because I think you stay comfortable with what's going on. And I don't think you...
It's got a chance. I'm telling you, it's got a chance. But it's going to take, you know, shake up that stagnation and see what happens.
Well, shake it up, girlfriend. Shake it up.
There's a younger woman involved.
I love it.
And he works with her, and that's what killed the sexual part was when I said to him, it feels like you're not with me, you're with her, and that shut everything down. But she still works with him, and she's still trying to get his attention because they work together. And I've been trying
everything. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
I sent him sexual messages. I've been trying to tease him, but I'm not getting through.
Well, I'm going to tell you
why. Then it's time to take drastic action.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always say fight for what you want. I don't. I don't love. You know. I know what he's doing, but I also know that I have a lot of clients that have worked this out. Okay. So if this is something that you really want to work out, don't push him about other women because he right now feels he's in his midlife ages where you know this is a great thing for him. But that he feels, you know, that it is because we all go hormonal at some point. But if you do want, there's a reason he's still with you. And if you want it to continue, please change it up a little, Karen. If not, you are going to continue sliding down, both of you, that slope of divided. So if I believe that you need to try, I believe there's a reason he's still there. Maybe it's karmic. Maybe it's, you know, love on this planet. But whatever it is, don't give up when you want something. I'm not a giver-upper. I believe you should fight for what you want and maybe wear something different, show something different. Say, hey, if you don't want to go, I'm going. Or, hey, let's go out to, you know, for a coffee. And just don't talk about other people. Don't talk about his work. What you're going to do is try to get his attention back to his home. And I believe you can do it, but I also think if you don't, you're going to be more divided than you think. So just try it, Karen.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you. Let us know what happens. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Keep us posted.
I just love him. What did you say? Yes,
keep us posted,
Karen. Please keep us posted. I know everybody. Please let us drop us a line. Let us know. Call us back. We love hearing from our callers and our listeners. It makes our day. It makes our show. It makes us feel like we're doing, you know, what we've set out to do. We want to help. We want to give you really fun information. We want to give you good information. We want to give you accurate information. So we love any kind of feedback back. Look, we can. I'm going to take 951. I'm talking awful fast now. I'm on my sixth cup of coffee, but I did have a little ceviche in my Sunday. So I'm going to take 951. You are with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Natasha, and I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see coming up for relationships for me.
Okay, I'll tell you that's a broad question for us. So what you need to do is actually, can you give us your age and tell us what you're doing now to get into a relationship? First of all, I'm assuming that you're not married and you don't have anybody with you, correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
how old are you?
Tell us what soul window you're in. Yes, because we're gonna tell you what solar window you're in. But how old are you?
Okay, 42.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now you're looking for a real man now.
That's right. That's right.
No more boys for you. How long has it been since you've been in a serious relationship?
About 2 years. I would say about 2 years.
2 years?
About 2 years.
Okay, and how long was that relationship?
It was 2 years. It was
4 years?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years. Okay.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing that movie. With, you know, and I hate to say the name of it, it's Officer and a Gentleman, and it's playing some song from Officer and a Gentleman for you. Oh, my goodness. I wonder what that means. Yeah, I wonder what that means. I guess it's like what Susan said, you're looking for a real man, you know?
That's right.
The song.
Grown up.
Yeah.
So what are you doing social in terms of meeting guys.
Finding one. Yeah.
You know, kind of just hanging out with friends. I was doing a little bit online dating. I don't know so much about how that's working out.
Well, you know why it's not working out? It's because I would guarantee you that if I'm going to tell you, or, you know, Susan, I hated to just butt in here because, you know, that's my big thing. Is butting in and doing
butting in
and online dating is that first of all I believe a lot of people that don't know, you know, how to online date and say that they're not really meeting anybody really don't have the profile up they need to. So can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. What kind of picture do you have up?
It's just what do you mean by what type of picture? It's just
How old is the picture?
Oh, that's what you want to know. It's probably within the last month and a half or so.
Okay. And how do you have makeup? How you would look if you went out on a date?
I just look, just how I would normally look on a day-to-day basis.
And what do you have as your profile? What are you looking like? The thing is that what I see about people who don't have the right online profile page is a lot of people say what they don't want instead of what they do want. They don't start with positives. They kind of start with negatives. So what I would suggest you do, and I'm just going to go round through this really quickly, is, one is you can't be delusional about what you want because the same guy that's looking at your profile wants the same thing. So what you want to do is you want to say something like this. You want to put up no married men, no men with girlfriends, no men living at home because they can't afford a divorce, nobody living with a roommate because they can't afford to live on their own. That's the first thing that will take 80% of the people off your page that you don't want because some of them are just surfing to talk to people. The second thing is that you want to start with all of your hobbies. Hi, I love Italian food, love to go to the pizzeria, and then a long stroll down the street and to a really funky movie, if that's what you're into. I don't start with you want a glass of wine or you want, you know, doing this because right away they're going to think that you're, you know, either a partier or maybe you are, but that's what you'll tend to bring to you. So you want to take, I love reading books, I love being quiet, I love dancing. And then what you say in your next is all the things you love, but make it really enticing. I love dogs. They're so cute. The little pug I have just kisses my, you know, knees and I'm just always laughing. That's a positive statement about a dog.
I date Bonnie.
Yes.
I date you.
Now, I'm not a pug. I'm a chihuahua, but that's okay. Actually, I was a toy poodle at one time. But anyway, I just would. So, and then the next phrase, you want to say what you want with him. So you would say, I love a guy that likes to cook, that will make appetizers and hors d'oeuvres while I make the entree. So what you're doing is actually working together. So if the cooking is important. I love a man who loves old movies. I laugh at, you know, Lucy and Ethel, and I love watching a group of them. So if you're my Fred and I'm a Lucy or I'm an Ethel, we can laugh together. Anything that puts you in good light and them in good light. You can also say if you don't want somebody that drinks or somebody that smokes, because that's a big thing with people who are healthy, what you say is, I love the gym. I'm a gym person. I eat healthy, and I keep my body like a well-oiled machine. That's going to keep a lot of your smokers and drinkers away from you because they're going to know you're not going to like them anyway. So that's what I'm trying to tell people when they date. You need to put all that stuff in. And the big one, and now here's the big one, you want to put in, you don't want to put this in, but if you talk to somebody 3 times, you're done. You make it clear that after the second time that you talk to them, you make a date, and it's got to be at a coffee shop or a tea shop or a dessert shop. No bars, no after work for a drink, because this way it's a 20-minute meeting. Everybody loves Starbucks. Everybody loves the Beanery. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves all that different stuff, cheesecake. Somewhere they don't serve drinks. Okay, and then you have to talk to each other. If you, after 20 minutes, you really engaged in talking, you know in 20 minutes whether you want to continue to dinner or you don't. It doesn't cost a lot. It's always in public, and you haven't wasted your time. You made another friend. So to me, I love online dating. I was too young when I got married to online date, but I know people in their 20s that have met their husbands. I've known people in their 60s who've met their husbands, and all the way in between. Another thing is it doesn't mean you have to meet them there, but it changes your energy about dating. So please try it.
Okay.
44. All that, Bonnie, dear.
Yes.
I'm hearing 44. Okay.
44.
Double digit 44 is when this serious relationship is coming into your life. I mean, serious. Serious. Now, 44 to spirit, it can be one or two things. It's like it could be double-digit years are very, very powerful in your soul journeys, okay? But it could also mean when they give me an age, it also can mean because spirit looks at a figure, at a number, as that you are a year old. You've already lived a year by the time that you hit your first birthday. So it could be your 43rd year also. So this is coming up for you. It could be within a year or moving into your 40s. Yeah. So
I think that's good that she's on online dating because you don't know. I mean, it could be that she meets somebody on the online dating.
Absolutely. Do it all.
Yeah.
But as she was talking, I just kept on hearing 44, 44, 44, 44. So that, and I think that that's like an answer to, you know, just simply put of the question that you came on. It's like, what about my love life? Well, 44, honey.
44. You know, 44. Snake eyes.
Yeah. It's very serious. I mean, I'm going to have this great guy come into my life. Yeah, no. This is more than likely will lead into marriage or whatever it is that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. Do it all. Go out. Do the friends.
Do
the online. He'll show up.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you. I've got to tell you that I believe in doing everything. I think that even if you know you're going to meet them through something else, if you don't do everything, and I do this in my life, and Susan will tell you, if I know something's coming up somewhere else, I send my stuff to other places because I believe that when you do that, it brings the energy that much faster. So please do your friends, do online dating, do clubs, do anything that you can, because you don't know where. And spirit tells you
what time. Yeah, Bonnie and I adhere to the rule of the buckshot behavior in life.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, put it out.
Again,
there.
It's a lot of practice too. Now, is there anything you can pick up about the particular gentleman that's the one?
Go ahead, Bon.
Well, I'm going to say this, Susan, and I'm going to hope that, you know, you see it too, because usually we say the same things. I mean, it's really interesting, and we're just so connected. But I think that kind of linked into my song. I mean, they were playing that whole movie for me. So I don't know. I think he's going to be kind of like I see kind of, and I don't want to say a cowboy, because that kind of doesn't, you know, but maybe he wears cowboy boots. I don't know, but I have this feeling that he's going to either wear a hat or cowboy boots, because I mean they're showing me this movie, An Officer and a Gentleman, and I know he can't be really in the army because I don't see that. So maybe they're, because it says a real man, and remember they said that Texas, one guy came from Texas. So I don't know why, but that song's playing in my head. So maybe it's somebody who either likes country western music or has boots. You'll meet them with a pair of boots on. But I think that's what I'm seeing. So go ahead, Susan.
Well, that's not exactly what I'm seeing, but what I'm picking up is that I think when you're seeing an officer and a gentleman, you do realize that mm-hmm. that's about Air Force, right? Okay. That there's a uniform there, but not it's a temporary uniform. Like he could be in the National Guard or something like that. But it's not what he does for a living. But he looks real smart in it. And or he has been in the service or whatever, and real proud of what it is. But there's the energy of a uniform, very laid back. You like him tall?
Yeah, that's what I see.
Yeah,
I see cowboy boots.
Yeah,
how tall are you?
How tall are you?
5'5".
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy's tall, like you're like belly button. Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's tall. Yeah, he's tall. He makes you feel really tiny, really tiny.
Oh.
That's what I'm, you know, and I think you like that, you know, that whole kind of like sitting
right.
under the arm kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And
sweet natured.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I bet you on his time off from his uniform, you're going to see him, he's going to have a pair of cowboy boots. I see the boots clearly. So I don't think that he works with them, but I do see that he might wear them with his jeans. So, you know, hey, uniforms, I love it. You know, my husband was in the Army, so I love uniforms. Oh my goodness, when he was in his dress.
Yeah, so maybe he just has two sides to him.
You do have to wear civilian clothes, you know, and I don't think he's in the Army or the Navy, and I think, like Susan said, it's a part-time thing, but I bet you when he does wear, I think you're going to meet him, and I have a feeling he's going to have boots on, so you got to call us back and let us know, but I do see him about 6'3", so I did see the right person.
Yeah, yeah, he's tall, real tall, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So interesting. So this gives you something to look forward to, and this gives you
just put all that pheromone energy out there, sweetie. You know, and because
woo-hoo!
He's going to show up. Mm-hmm.
I will. I will. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much for that.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Susan, we only have 6 minutes, and we have a full board. What I am going to tell everybody is I've got your numbers. Tomorrow, we would love to take you. 6 minutes isn't going to give us a whole lot of time for me to take another person, but I do want to tell everybody, I want to tell everybody what our week is going to look like, because I haven't even gotten into that. So bear with me. Tomorrow, it's the fabulous Susan Z and me. Bonnie A and Susan Z.
A to Z.
A to Z. You know, Wednesday, we have the famous and wonderful Ron Cole. He's our astrologer. He's going to be telling you, I think he said he was going to talk about the planet Mercury. Now, I know he's got somebody won a reading with him. I think it's Tabitha. Tabitha, if you're listening, you have your reading on Wednesday. Then you have the absolutely fabulous, fantastic Kelly Coulter. She is one of our co-hosts, just like Ron, and she does the Atlantean life and birth cards. Oh, she's fabulous. I had mine read yesterday on her show, and I love her. And let me tell you, because Susan and I are taking a little time, I am going to take my son to chef school. I usually don't give this information out, but I'm going to New York starting Thursday. So Kelly is going to take Wednesday's show, and the next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to be a little different. We mixed up the show a little because I won't be in town, and I'm not sure with the weather if I'd be able to do the blog talk show. So what we did is Kelly's going to host Monday and Tuesday. Monday is going to be with Gary Wimmer. He does lithromancy. He does the throwing of the stones. He does reading. So does Kelly. And they'll be here on Monday, next Monday. I think it's the 4th. Is it the 4th? Because I'm always confused. Maybe it's the 3rd.
The 3rd.
And then Tuesday, we have Kelly and our little mermaid, Amy, another book that I channeled. And Amy wrote this book, but I channeled it. So Amy will be available for reading.
I don't know why that cracks me up every time you say that.
Because I'm so excited because I don't even have to write. I'm so happy. I just download it into your brain, and then, poof, I have a book. I love that, and I've always wanted that, especially yours, mine, Susan, because it is so fabulous, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. So next week, again, we have Kelly is going to be hosting the shows. Monday with Gary Wimmer, Tuesday with Amy Cavanaugh, and Wednesday it'll be Ron and Kelly. And then the following week it'll be back to normal, back to our Susan and Bonnie A to Z show. And we are going to have a guest, I think the 16th, that we go through that Thursday, and that's our Laura Pierrette. She is our healer, our sound healer. She does it by all kinds of vibrations and sound.
Awesome.
She's
totally
fabulous.
Awesome. Yeah.
She's awesome. So I think, you know, it's next week that we'll just be kind of discombobulated shows, but they won't be discombobulated, be different than what you've been used to. So, Susan, I've got to tell you, since we only have a few more minutes left, I do want to mention the book that I have channeled through Susan. And by the way, I can't think of a better book that I could have channeled. Her book is called, or our book is called, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. It is one, I mean, I got to tell you, and you know, Susan, I don't read. I, all of a sudden, after a couple of years, it's really hard for me to read.
I
know. And so your book I've read 3 times. I pick it up. It is so interesting. It crosses the bridge. It crosses the gap between the spirit world and the physical life here, and I used it even in my therapy. And I took it to my, I lectured in Vegas, and I took it there. So I've got to tell everybody, please order it. It's fabulous. It's so inexpensive. It'll be the best thing you've ever ordered because you're going to read it and read it and read it, and all your friends are going to run and read it. So please get it. You can get it at Amazon. Susan, why don't you give your last, you know, the last saying about your book, because we only have 90 seconds and then we're going to have to say goodbye.
Well, you know, the book is basically about the soul windows and life compartments and how our divine self life coaches us through that. And it's got a lot of information about how we deal with so many issues that come up for us at certain ages.
We have 45
okay,
seconds. Hon. Tell them real quick how to get it. Tell them real quick how
okay.
to get it.
Okay, on Amazon and Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, you can get it.
And just remember, I'll sign your book if you get it. Send it to me, and I'll sign it. Everybody, we love you. We love is in the airwaves. Have a great afternoon, a great evening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Please join us.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We love you.
We love you.